HKX, mobile.
Patrick, N4, is that LK, mobile?
How's your day going?
Good, about normal. First day back to work this week, so you know how that goes. On the weekend, you know, too. Even though I had a nice weekend, it just seems like you don't want to start back up the regular week.
I mean, sometimes you gotta wonder if a day off is really worth it.
Is your day going well?
Nothing really to complain about, but it's beautiful outside, and I've got to be outside and enjoying it, so I'm good.
It is beautiful outside. That's one thing. Of course, I'm not out as much as I used to be driving around, but I used to be out in it more. But I do like not being in the office somewhere.
I don't like being crammed under the hood or under the dash of a car, so I'll take this.
Yeah, I'm about at my next pickup. Just wanted to say hello. I heard you on earlier when you were stopping for lunch. But didn't get a chance to say anything because you were getting out. Didn't want to interrupt your lunch there. So, hope you have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile.
Shane, you be careful out there, and you're not interrupting my day. Always glad to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring mobile.
KO4CEF Mobile. How you doing, Patrick?
Drew, you on Echo Link?
Yeah, since I'm in the wife's car, I figured I'd just do Echo Link instead of worrying about throwing the antenna up on top.
You just getting off work, or what you up to?
Yeah, getting off. Try to head home, get the boys together, get them ready for Boy Scouts tonight.
All right. I thought this was a little early for you, but I forgot it was Boy Scout night.
Yeah, I keep getting all my days confused since I was off yesterday, so now I remembered it was actually Tuesday, so yeah, I'm headed home to get them ready.
I take it you're trying to save diesel fuel is why you're driving the wife's car.
Yeah, I figure Tuesdays and Thursdays I don't get as much radio time, so I don't need the truck as mail, so figure those would be good days to drive the wife's car and save a little bit on that $3.69 a gallon diesel fuel.
Now.
See what, it just keeps getting better, don't it? I mean, everything's going up and it's going to drive us crazy on the fuel price.
Yeah, there's no end in sight for it either. So, I'll let it make the best of it and go on.
Hey, you got that right. Otherwise, you just go fuss about it for no reason and you still got to pay for it anyway. It went good. There's always some kind of existential crisis, but other than that, we got through it, and it was actually a pretty good day. It wasn't too bad for a Monday/Tuesday. How was your day?
My day was pretty good. I keep forgetting to pause for echoing. Sorry about that.
It's all right. It's a weird system to use. I wish there was another way to transmit differently instead of hitting that little bitty button that says transmit just to do it every time.
Yeah, I'm with you. That little button's hard to do, especially while you're trying to drive. That's how come I don't try it.
Yeah, I know it's a pain. I mean, it's weird when you're transmitting, you're getting this big, nice microphone and you can tap it and it'll stop it. But to start the transmission, you got this little bitty old button down at the bottom of the screen. I mean, I got a Samsung Note, and it's still small to do it while you're driving.
Roger that. I'm using a Samsung Note, too. Same thing. It's small down there at the bottom. But if they made it bigger, you might tap the screen and not know it and be transmitting. So I kind of understand why they did it, but it's still hard to hit sometimes.
Yeah, you got that right. I hate to compare two different apps, but I'd probably say Zello probably has a better way to do it. You know, you push and hold it, and it'll transmit, and then when you let go, you stop transmitting. I mean, I guess that can kind of suck too, but I think it's probably the better implementation when you're driving, where this one's fine, you know, if you're just sitting somewhere. But yeah, if you're driving like I am now, it's not the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean on that one. But I'm up here in the black hole, so let me know if I get too scratchy.
Yeah, you're slowly getting there. Not too bad, though. You're still copyable. And how's the audio from the EchoLink? I've heard people on it, but I don't use it a whole lot. So I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know if my phone picks it up really well or you need to hold it close to your face. You know, that's what I don't know.
Perfect on EchoLink. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
I tell you what, if I used it more, have you ever seen they got a little, I don't know if you put your phone in it or it's just a radio that runs Android or something, and it will basically use like EchoLink, or I know it uses Zello, and you basically have a microphone and everything. It's push to talk. When you hit the microphone, it keys it up to the internet radio programs like this.
I think I've seen that radio you're talking about, and this new antenna that Gary gave me last week must be doing the job, because I'm way up into the black hole, and I'm usually off by now.
I mean, there's a little noise on your end, but, I mean, you're definitely copyable. I can hear you well enough over the phone to understand exactly what you're saying, so I don't think it's that big a deal. It's probably not any worse than somebody with an HT, you know, where you got to get on the move a certain way to do it right, but other than that, I mean, it's perfectly fine.
Well, that's good to hear, because, I mean, I'm 2 or 3 miles past the state line now.
That is surprising, because, I mean, normally by now you've probably pretty much lost a repeater, right?
For HKX, yeah, normally I'm off the repeater and can't even hear it if there's a good conversation going on.
But maybe the antenna's making a good difference. I mean, I think if you could ever get it NMO mounted on top of your box, you'd probably be doing a whole lot better. I just wonder how the ground plane would work for it if you do it that way.
For sure, because I'd be mounting right on the edge. I know they make antennas for that, but this one sticks up above the box a little bit, so it's really doing the job.
Yeah, well, that's good. Shoot, I got online yesterday, ordered me a new bracket so I can try to mount a 10-meter antenna on my truck. I'm going to try to get it dead center of the box. On the front, right on the bed. So I hope it works. I don't know how well it's going to do, but I want to try to get it as much over top of the metal of the truck as I can instead of kind of hanging off the side of the bed. See how that works for 10 meters, because I was just toying around with it, keyed it up a few days ago, and my SWR on that Fire Stick, or no, the Wilson antenna was like 12 to 1 or something. It was way up there. I'm like, nope, don't need to do that. Yeah, I think you're too deep in the black hole, so I'll say 7-3, and just holler at me when you get on the other side of it. KO4CES, and I'll be clear.
KO4AX, Kendra, if you can still hear me, 7-3, I'll talk to you later. KO4AX, clear.
PW, I see you got off on time.
This is KO4CES, I didn't catch the last station. How you doing this evening, Ken? Sorry, I'm on EchoLink. I didn't quite get it all.
Yeah, saw you got off on time.
Yeah, I usually try to sneak out at a decent time on Tuesdays. That way I can get home, make sure the boys are getting ready. That way we can go to Boy Scouts at a good time.
Just wanted to say, hey, and I'm going to have to leave you. I need to call Susan to see how her day was.
That I think I got all that. You said you were going to call your wife. So, yes, that's fine. 732, and I got a few more miles. So, if you get off the phone, I'll be here. KO4, see ya.
Andrew, you have a good one. KN4, TFW, clear.